This episode is brought to you by the Homeschool Mom Academy, a membership community with weekly instructional videos and ongoing coaching support with me in the chat. It is www.patreon.com/homelearningcoach, and the link is in our show notes. I would love to be able to support you in your homeschooling journey there. And welcome. We have moms joining us from all over the world for these nightly reflections. And I am so happy to have you here with me for us to just quietly reflect on the day after all the busyness and noise and chaos of the day, to just quietly sit after our kids have gone to sleep, reflect on the day, and we want to let our minds rest on the positive, beautiful, joyful moments of the day. I am sitting here right with you. I like to close my eyes as I reflect on the day. It just helps me focus and look back on, it's sort of like a movie of my day replaying in my mind. We went for a hike with some homeschool friends today in a nature preserve. And that is definitely something that I loved doing, and it was certainly one of our most joyful experiences of the day. Seeing my kids just running in nature, all bundled up because today was cold here in the Midwest. Picking up giant sticks to use as walking sticks. I don't know, they always find the best sticks, don't they? And as I've reflected on before, it's amazing how that social time mixed with outdoors time and exercise and interaction with nature in some way, it just has such a positive impact on the rest of the day. My kids were just in a really great mood for the rest of the day. So I'm so grateful for that. I love when they can go to sleep and you end the day just in a really relaxed, peaceful way, because it's not always like that, and I know that, and you know that. But today was for us, so I will take it. I don't want to question it more than just to see if there's a way for me to recreate that as often as possible. But there are some things that just aren't mysteries. Exercise, fresh air, time to connect with others. We know that those are things that bring out the best in our kids. And so, as I look back on the day, that was definitely one of the loveliest things. And then, when I ended the night tonight, I had one child on each side of me, and I was between them reading some library books just to kind of relax and cuddle together before we brushed our teeth and got ready for bed. They were already showered and in their pajamas, and that was a really nice time because I think they knew that the next step was brushing teeth and going to bed, and our kids just love to delay bedtime, don't they? One more book or one more chapter we were reading together, and it's just so beautiful. I love reading to the kids, knowing that soon they'll be of an age where they just won't want to cuddle up and read with me like this. So I'm going to enjoy it while I can. And of course, our son, who's 10, he is a really independent reader. But I've noticed that when I'm reading to our daughter, our 7-year-old, he will sometimes really enjoy sitting and reading with us. And so I hope as you reflect on your day today, you look back and you see beautiful moments in your day. Moments that brought a smile to your face, and now again as you visit them in your mind, bring a smile to your face. Something simple, something lovely, something beautiful, and it's always the things we didn't plan for, isn't it? So many things unfold moment to moment, but it's really hard to create this joy. It's something that I think we make it a possibility, but sometimes we try and it doesn't work out. So I hope today was filled with moments where you felt connected to your kids, like how I was feeling when we were reading on the couch, or just fun, joyful moments like when I was out on this hike today. And if it wasn't, if today was hard, try to find a moment, just a moment where it just felt easy, even if it was just really brief. Even if it was just you and your own sitting quietly for a moment and just feeling centered. And looking ahead to tomorrow, I hope that there is something that you're looking forward to tomorrow. Maybe just something relaxing that you know will be fun, enjoyable, calm. Something to look forward to is so important for all of us. We need that. Especially in this intense lifestyle that we're living as homeschool moms. So I'm looking ahead to tomorrow, and I think what I'm looking forward to is just knowing that I don't really know what tomorrow holds. And being able to sit here and reflect with you is so nice because it shows me how each day is full of surprises. Things that I really didn't know were going to unfold. So many things. If you happen to know a homeschool mom who might benefit from this opportunity to just sit and quietly reflect on the day and find those moments that were joyful, please share this resource with her. More and more people are joining us in this habit of reflecting on the day, and it just makes me so happy to think that it might strengthen you for tomorrow and make you happy as you reflect on today. And please, if you haven't done so, rate and review this podcast. I would be so grateful. And as always, reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Home Learning Coach on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you there. Let me know if you've been enjoying these reflections. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a beautiful night tonight and a really special day tomorrow with your kids. Thanks so much.